T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got on the bike this morning. 90s hip-hop ride. This song played. Made me think of the radio. It's Wiggity 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 Whack.
All right. As soon as that part played, guess who the Wiggity Whack walked in?
Mr. Anthony
walked in.
Right now, time to talk to a legend, Mr. David Aldridge from the Athletic DC here on the BetQL guest line. DA, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, gentlemen? Doing all right.
Thank you for making time. You are kind of the perfect guest on a day like today because we want to talk a little NBA draft, obviously. But, you know, you have covered the Commanders through the good times and the seemingly never-ending bad times now. What'd you make of everything yesterday?
It is, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't sense like there's a smoking gun. It's just more depravity and awfulness. And, you know, I mean, it's just, there's no bottom, right? I mean, there's always more. Mm-hmm. Not like this is the last piece of bad stuff we're going to hear about the atmosphere there. I mean, you know, the pettiness with the sour milk thing. This is just insane. This is like a 12-year-old. You know, it's just ridiculous. So nothing, nothing that I've seen so far, you know, changes at all my view that, you know, this is nothing of substance is going to happen. There just aren't going to be 24 owners unless there's a tape. That's always my caveat, unless there's a tape. Mm-hmm. If there's a tape, then that changes things. But until we find out there's a tape, I don't see anything changing. It's just more awfulness from an organization that can't get rid of the awful, no matter what happens, no matter who the coach is or the team president or whatever. You know, they just get overwhelmed by it at some point. It was bad. Don't get me wrong. It was awful, but I don't think it sways anybody. And the only people that matter are 32 NFL owners, 31 NFL owners. Until they decide to do something about it, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, David. I felt like, you know, a lot of the politicians, they were just on their soapboxes trying to present stuff. And they totally lost track of discussing the things that were at hand to try to get to the bottom of that. They just brought more stuff in to try to cause confusion.
Well, I mean, you know, as always happens these days, you know, it becomes kind of partisan, right? Mm-hmm. And again, just like I have said when I covered the Clemens steroid hearing, this isn't partisan. Either you think Dan Snyder's a bad guy and shouldn't own the team, or you think he is, or you think he should own the team. That has nothing to do with whether you're a Democrat or Republican or a liberal or conservative. And that's why I didn't understand about the steroid hearing. What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. You think the evidence says he did it, or you think the evidence says he didn't do it? Like, there's nothing partisan about this. You know, like, so it just, anytime it goes to Capitol Hill, I kind of roll my eyes because I know that it's not going to lead to anything of any real importance. Although I do want people to have their day to give their testimony and their witness, and that's important, I think. But in terms of the big question, which I think is what you're asking, I just don't see there's going to be any big change at the top.
I don't either. I mean, I don't even know that they're going to pull off the
subpoena.
Pull off the subpoena from the experts we've talked to. It seems like that's a little more of an uphill climb than just you know, saying we're going to subpoena somebody. It actually has to get voted on and go through the process. What did you think? Because I found it interesting. I wasn't surprised at all that the organization's response got, you know, given to Schefter and he was able to put that out. It is true mm-hmm. that they have overhauled the organization. That deserves to be pointed out. But it's still the same boss at the top. What did you think of Ron Rivera's response and just the fact that he thought he needed to respond?
I understand. I mean, I do understand because, I mean, look, Ron, when I say nothing's different, I don't mean that Ron Rivera is not trying. He is trying. He's put a great deal of effort into it. He certainly is, put some things in it. He is trying to listen to his players. He is trying to put a different culture in there. There's no question about that. I think Jason Wright's doing what he can do, but I think it's limited. I think there are limitations, you know, and I don't think they're bad people, but I've said this before to you guys and written about it. Like, somebody signed off on Sean Taylor last year. Somebody that works there now said, yes, let's do it that way.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's a disaster. It was horrible.
True.
You know, if it worked for the Taylor family, I'm happy that they felt good about it. If they felt good about it, I'm pleased with that. And that is worth noting, and that should be celebrated. I do not think it worked for the fans of this football team at all. And I defy anybody to tell me it did work for the fans of this football team. So, you know, those are the same people. You know, that's the new culture people. You know, so, I mean, I don't care about the name, but some people do. Some people have, you know, have very strong feelings about Commanders. I mean, I don't care. You have to call them something, you know, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But I know some people. So trying to change the culture and you're doing some good things. There are good things being done, but that does not change the fact that the top person in the organization is reviled by a large segment of the people who he is trying to convince to build him a new stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder
that
if
that matters.
That's where the problem
that
goes.
Matters.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem to be changing. I did want to talk a little NBA too, since we got the draft tonight.
Sure.
If we're talking with David Aldridge from The Athletic, you can give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Before we get to the Wiz, if you had the number one overall pick, who's DA taking?
If I had the pick, I'd take Banchero.
That's who I said. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
But who are they going to take?
Jabari Smith guy.
Well, Jabari Smith's a really good player. Don't get me wrong. And he's an elite shooter. Like, he's one of the best shooters to come out in a draft at his size in some time. Like, you're talking about Kevin Durant is maybe the last guy, 6'10 or higher, that shoots the ball the way this guy shoots it, right? So, like, he is a big-time shooter, big-time scorer. So I'm not saying they're wrong. You asked me who I would take. I just think Banchero, because of his playmaking ability at 6'10", he's got scoring ability at 6'10". I think ultimately he's a three-level scorer. He's not a great three-point shooter now, but again, I think that's the most overrated thing in the world is what the three-point percentage in college was, because half the time the teams they're playing for play completely differently than they will play in the NBA. They're playing with better players in the NBA. It's just a completely different game. He'll get better at that with work and repetition. I just think he has star potential, I think. I think he has superstar potential. Doesn't mean he'll get there, but I think he's the guy to me that has superstar potential. I like Holmgren, don't get me wrong. I'm just worried about the body. I'm just worried about his ability to hold up, not his want to, not his work ethic. Those are all big time. Kid wants to be great. Wants to play defense. He plays defense at a high, high level. He wants to be a good team player. He's not selfish at all.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is an issue. He's a $195. That's the thinnest any elite prospect has ever been coming into the league at that size. And that's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask him to get to 230. much less 250, which I just can't see him holding. I just don't think he can hold it. But even 230 is going to be a problem. Now the league plays smaller now. I got that. Positions basketball, blah, 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 all that stuff. I just worry about him holding up physically over an 8 to 10 year career. That's the only reason why I wouldn't take him. If he was 230, he'd be the first pick. Nobody would think twice about it, but he's not.
The Wiz that's talking to him wanting a veteran guard. They also talked about Ochai Agbaji from Kansas. Which way you think they should go?
Agbaji and Johnny Davis, those are both very solid guys. They're good players. But I still believe that they fall in that same kind of level that the Wizards have drafted the last 3 years, which is high floor, low ceiling. Just like Hachimura, just like Avdija, just like Corey Kispert. Good players, don't get me wrong. They're very good players. They're solid guys. They give you effort. They're not problems off the floor. They're coachable. But they move the needle. And the Wizards have like seven guys on their team that are good players but don't move the needle. The way I look at it and the way I've tried to describe it is Wizards 3 through 10, perfect. They're great. They're fine. Their 3 through 10 players are all very good. The problem is they don't have 1, 2. you need 1 and 2.
Yeah.
To tilt the floor, to create that imbalance that allows 3 through 10 to play free and easy. Andrew Wiggins has not changed at all.
Yeah.
Playing with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson now. The things that he can do, he does one-on-one with no defense crowding him, no double teams, no nothing, because you have to stop Steph. And that means Andrew Wiggins is allowed to go to the front of the rim pretty much anytime he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And so Andrew Wiggins in Minnesota, he's the top of the scouting report. Try to take him away. So it's different.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You have to have that superstar player to tilt the floor. And I just don't think the Wizards have that superstar player. They've got really good players. Bradley Beal's a really good player. He's a top 20, 25 guy, but they need top 10 to change the narrative. And it's hard to get top 10. Don't get me wrong. It's hard. It's not easy. I'm not saying they're growing trees, but they don't have it. And until they get that guy, I don't think that anything really changes fundamentally.
Is there anybody at 10 you like that maybe they don't go solid over potential and they go with potential? Is there anybody there you think?
I would, yeah. I mean, there's a few. I mean, I would rather take a flyer. I only think Dyson Daniels will be there, but that would be the type of guy. If he slipped at 10, and people do slip in the draft for whatever reason every year. If he were somehow there at 10, I would jump on him.
That's the Australian Daniels, big point guard?
Yeah. Play for Ignite this year. 6'7", long, very good passer, very willing defender, switchable 1 through 3, maybe 1 through 4. The only problem is his development curve is a little behind the other guys, right? Beal and KP and Kuzma, and those guys are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
This guy may take a couple of years to get to where he's going to be in the league. And they may not be on that same timetable, but if you're asking me who would be a good fit for this team going forward, that's the kind of guy I would like to see them take a shot at, because I think he has a high ceiling. He has a chance to be really good. He has a chance to be elite. I think, and I've said this before, I love Sochan from Baylor, because while he's not a great shooter, he wants to defend. He is a defense-first guy. The Wizards need defense-first guys on their team. They don't have that defensive mentality. They started last season with it, and then for whatever reason, and I don't know why, they stopped. They stopped playing defense.
Completely.
For the last 60 games. Not optimal. Can't do it that way.
Suboptimal, certainly. DA, we always appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate you, man.
That's the great David Aldridge. Follow him on Twitter, @DavidAldridgeDC. Bleep You Thursday, coming up at 1 o'clock. Get your phones ready.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.